did this, means get ready.
All right, thank you, Brother Raphael. I appreciate that. I just don't want the computer to die, you know, while he's talking, so. Power cords help. I can get in the teacher mode so I can see my notes. Great. All right, that shows the notes up there. That's that. They see the notes. I need to get it out of there.
So slides up, show me. Review. While we play with the technology, let me tell you what we're dealing with. You may be seated. Thank you for standing at attention. It's a good show of respect. All right, so let me introduce the technological wonder worker here. This is Brother Forrest McPhail. Brother McPhail has been a missionary to Cambodia for almost as long as Seoul Christian School has existed. Seoul Christian School was born in 1998. Missionary McPhail went to Cambodia, was it 1999?
2000.
2000, okay, my math's off. He went to Cambodia in 2000. All right, some of you have been in Mr. Ackley's geography class. What continent is Cambodia in? Is it in North America, South America? Is it somewhere in Australia, Africa, Asia, Europe? How many of you think it's in North America? All right, you know who the smart alecks are. How many of you think it's in Europe? See, same smart aleck. All right. How many of you are convinced that Cambodia is in Australia? It's one of those little provinces. She thinks that if she hits all the answers, we'll take her because she gets one of them wrong. All right, so how many of you think that it might be in Asia? All right, with Mr. Ackley raises his hand, the geography teacher, I'll go with him. All right, so Brother McPhail is going to share what the Lord has laid on his heart. Here you can see the title, The Yoke Exchange. You have your notes, you're ready to go with that. And so, you know who he is? He's here just for the day. He came in yesterday, he's out this afternoon. So he's making a quick stop here, and we're glad you could be here at Seoul Christian School, the chapel.
Thank you.
No, we didn't bother to turn it on.
Okay, just making sure. Need to be staying in front of
the
board.
There we go.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right. Well, sorry about starting out with me all distracted trying to figure out this PowerPoint here. Well, I didn't get it to work. So I can't look at my notes because I want you to see the slides. So I'm going to be extemporaneous. I'm not going to be looking at my notes as I do that, but that shouldn't be a problem. So, I want to talk to you about the yoke exchange. Before I do that, I want to tell you that I've got four kids. Our oldest, Savannah, is back in Cambodia now as a missionary herself, and she's serving there. We've got two sons in college right now, and our youngest is 16, and she's with us in Cambodia. So we have two boys and two girls. So our oldest is 26, I think. And youngest is 16. Well, this passage, Matthew 11, 28 through 30. You can look at your Bibles there. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. I've got two words on this slide that I want to make sure everybody understands. The first one is a yoke. Now that word on that screen is not talking about what's inside of an egg, right? Egg yolk is Y-O-L-K. But what is this? What is a yolk? Y-O-K-E. Well, it's what's in the picture there, a yolk. So what is a yolk? Who could tell me what this is? Anybody know what that is? Obviously it's a yolk, but what is a yolk for? That is not a torture device. Anybody know what it is? Nobody knows what a yolk is? Well, in Cambodia, if you were to just get outside of the capital city of Phnom Penh just a little bit, you would see cow carts, ox carts. In other countries, you'd see horses, maybe, or donkeys with carts. And what's holding them to the cart is some kind of a harness or something that there's always two, usually there's two animals, and those animals have a yoke over the neck, and the head of the animal is through those bars or something, and the animals are pulling that cart down the road, and it's called a yoke. And Jesus, when he talks about salvation through him, he talks about the yoke. And so Jesus talks to us about how when we come to him for salvation, we're changing one yoke for another yoke. All of us are wearing a yoke. You say, how's that? We're not animals, and we're not pulling carts. We're not harnessed to some kind of a cart of some kind to haul things. We're not doing that, right? But this is a word picture, and Jesus is saying that we all are tied to a yoke. It's a matter of which kind of yoke you are under. So Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30 says, "Come to me," Jesus says, "all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What does that mean? So here are some pictures of yokes. This is from India, the one picture there. So there's different kinds of ways that animals get harnessed together with the yokes that they're tied to. But to be yoked is to be joined together, is to be submitted to something. So Jesus says that we're all under a yoke. All of us, every human being, is submitted to something, tied in their soul to something, joined to something. Just like these animals are joined together and they're not pulling that cart. And all of us are yoked like that. Jesus says, come to me and take my yoke. Come be joined to me and serve me and be under my yoke. Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you were to go to Cambodia or other countries that have lots of animals like these still, you will see that some of those carts are extremely heavy. And it's unbelievable the amount of weight that the animals are pulling. And sometimes you see one of those carts and you're just amazed at how much they can pull. And sometimes you see the animals and they look worn out. They're so tired from the burden that they're pulling. Now, obviously, in many places, we've got tractors and machines, trucks, trains, and everything else pulling things. But in many parts of the world, even to this day, there are tons of these in the countryside. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So here are horses that are harnessed together. They're yoked together. Here in this picture, Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are under a very heavy burden that you cannot bear, that's wearing you out, that's depressing you and discouraging you, that's so heavy. Jesus says, those of you who feel like that because of this world and sin and the hardships of life, you come to me. You who are like that, you feel like that? Come to me, Jesus says. So I'd like to explain to you a little bit about what Jesus means when he's talking about those who are weary and heavy laden, the people that need rest. Well, one of the reasons why people are weary and worn out and overworked is because of false religion. Religions that teach you that you can work your way to salvation, that by doing good deeds and earning merit, that you can save yourself. And there are many people who wear themselves out and have much stress and hardship of soul because they are trying to keep some kind of religion that in order to earn merit or good luck or for their next life to achieve better karma. And they're wearing themselves out and they're spending tons of money and spending lots of time on these things. Jesus says, come to me. Come to me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light compared to that. That isn't going to save you. Come to me. So religion is one of those ways that people get worn out. But this is a big one. Why are people weary and depressed and suicidal and they hate life? They don't want to get up in the morning and they're so angry and discouraged. It's because of sin. It's because of guilt about their own sin. It's because of other people's sins that are affecting them. Some of you are carrying a very heavy burden of guilt. You have sins in your life, sins in your heart, and you may be the only one that knows about them. And it really burdens your heart. You are weighed down like there is this extremely heavy train car that is on your back, and you feel it every day. There might be someone here that you hate life. You hate your life. It may be that one of you or more is very depressed on the inside. And even if other people don't know it, even if your own parents don't know it, you are so burdened on the inside in your heart. Jesus said, if you come to me, I will give you rest. We were talking about yokes. There are only two. There's the yoke of Jesus, where we come underneath his yoke and we say, okay, Jesus, I will follow you. I will take your yoke. I will pull your load and I will serve you. That's one yoke. The other yoke is the yoke of religion, sin, selfishness and guilt, and that yoke is extremely heavy and it doesn't lead anywhere good. Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Just like this woman here, she's holding this huge rock. Of course she's not going to make it. She's not going to get to the top of the hill. hopefully she'll get a few feet, but I don't think so. Now, with a rock that big, right? We are all outside of Christ. The yoke that we have is way too heavy for us. We can't win. We can't be set free from our guilt, our shame. We can't get free of it. We're stuck like this unless we have Jesus. Jesus says, come to me and I will set you free. I'll give you a yoke that is easy and the burden is light. Not that it will make your life easy, but your heart, your soul will not be like this anymore if you come to Jesus. How many of you have read Pilgrim's Progress? You raise your hand if you've read Pilgrim's Progress. If you have not read Pilgrim's Progress, I strongly consider that you do. The whole book is supposed to be an allegory, an illustration of the Christian life. And when this man believes on Jesus, he's got a great big heavy load on his back. And when he believes on Jesus for salvation, what happens in the story? Who could tell me? What happens to him? I see somebody doing it with their hands. His heavy load drops off his back. He was bowed down like this, weighed down. But then when that load gets removed through Jesus, all of a sudden he can stand up straight. He's free from that heavy burden. And that's what Jesus is saying here. So Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Follow me. Choose to follow me. Come to me. I will remove this heavy burden from you. You take my yoke upon you instead. And in the imagery Jesus uses, pull my cart. Serve me. Learn from me. I will teach you. I will teach you. And when I teach you how to live for me, my burden is light. It's not like this other burden that most people carry. Jesus says, come to me, all you or ye labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Back here at this slide. One of the reasons why, when we don't have Christ, there is such a burden in our soul, and our hearts are like this, is because we're consumed with selfishness. Selfishness, pride, makes misery. The world and advertising are always saying the same thing. If you'll live for yourself and get what you want and meet your goals and get your dreams and get the things that you want out of life, and you have enough stuff, you have enough things, you're gonna finally achieve. If you can get what you want, you can get the spouse that you want, the wife or the husband that you want, if you can get the kind of apartment or house that you want, if you can get these things, you'll have rest. You'll have real joy. And the people of the world in every country, they're all killing themselves trying to achieve these things, to get rid of this burden. They think, if I can just get what I want, I won't have this burden over me anymore. And it never goes away, all the way till they die. And then they carry the weight of hell after that. Jesus says, come to me. Come to me. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. My burden is easy and light. Jesus says, I am gentle. I am patient. So my question for you today, have you come to Jesus? These words of Jesus are to each one of you. It's like Jesus himself today, right now, is speaking to you in your seat. And Jesus is saying, come. Come to me. Take my yoke upon you. Exchange this heavy burden that you carry. And I'll give you rest. And as you learn from me, I'll be gentle with you. I'll be gentle with you. I'll teach you. So if you have not come to Jesus, I want to urge you this morning, come to him and know what it means to be set free from this and to take the yoke of Jesus upon you instead. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this passage of Scripture that shows the heart of Jesus, your Son. Lord, it is such, it's beyond expression that Almighty God, who is holy and just and hates sin and must judge sin, is the same God that sacrificed himself on the cross to pay for our sins. And the same God that calls to us to be set free, to have rest. Lord, what an amazing thing it is that you would be gentle to us, patient to us. Thank you, Lord, that you are that way. That is such mercy. That is such love. And Lord, if there are any young men and women in here this morning that don't know that rest and are still under the yoke of sin and selfishness, Lord, I pray that you would help them. Help them to see and be set free. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for an opportunity to speak for the bright to all these students. May God use his word.